Welcome back. Halftime of the Huskers' opening game of the season against the Fighting Illini. We continue a tradition of chatting with the president of the University of Nebraska at halftime each and every week. It's great to have President Carter with us again here this year. School gets going this week. We got fall upcoming, football season. You really have to be excited about this new school year.
Greg, it's great to be with you here in your studio in Memorial Stadium. And yeah, we couldn't be more excited. That buzz that's on the campus, seeing students and faculty and staff, seeing parents, this past week dropping off, their freshmen. This is a very exciting time, and we're as back to normal as we can possibly be. But we are really 100% back into in-person education, and of course, it's football season.
Love that.
Yeah. So exciting time. Go Big Red.
2020 was certainly the year of the pandemic. We have not completely shaken the shackles of COVID-19. It's creating some different environments for school that is starting this fall, and I'm sure there's been a lot done to prepare the campuses for in-person learning. What can you update us on? What work has been done by the university to get things ready to get all these students back on campus?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to say anything that the listening public doesn't already know. We went through a period where we felt like we had a whole bunch of increased freedom this summer. COVID-19 had a vote in this and created the Delta variant, and that is a more infectious variant than the original COVID that we dealt with over the last year. So we are dealing with it, and as much as we are excited to have students and faculty and staff back on campus, we've had to do a lot of thoughtful approach for how to be safe here. So for at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, we have not mandated a vaccine, even though the FDA has now approved that as a drug. We'll let people make the right choices for themselves. We're at a very good high take rate. Our faculty, staff, and students, we're starting to get those final numbers. But we did an initial test for everybody to come back on campus, get everybody in. We're less than a 1% infection rate, which is terrific. We've been able to isolate and take care of those that have tested positive. So, at the end of the day, we're doing just what we did over the last year, very successfully in doing everything we can to keep our students, our faculty and staff safe. And I want to just give a shout out to the chancellors, Chancellor Ronnie Green at UNL, Dr. Joanne Lee, Chancellor Lee out at UNO, and Doug Christensen out in Kearney, and of course, Jeff Gold at UNMC. They've done a marvelous job of managing this on all of their campuses. So, we're not done with COVID yet. I think we're going to be dancing with this thing for a while, but we're managing it, and we're still living life. We're still enjoying life, and that's what we're all feeling right now, the excitement of bringing back Husker football.
Again, visiting with President Carter here at halftime of the Huskers matchup with Illinois. I know you have some unique successes to each of the campuses that you oversee. Can you give us a few points of pride in your eyes?
Yeah, even during the rough economic year last year, and we had a great student enrollment growth last year. But, what a lot of people may not know is we increased the amount of research that we did on just about all of our campuses. And, of course, we have some of our, top institutes like the National Strategic Research Institute. They got a $92 million contract to increase their workload, mostly supporting U.S. Strategic Command. The next project, this very large project that the state is supporting, the philanthropic community is supporting, and we're waiting for the federal government to come and support so we can build out a better biocontainment facility at our world-class medical center out there in Omaha. Discovery Hall out at Kearney, the new academic building we put up, very proud of that. It is the future of learning there. And of course, Kiewit Hall, our new engineering spaces. We broke ground on that here in Lincoln. We are looking to be able to double the amount of engineers and computer scientists and cyber experts that we'll be able to bring here for the future of that workforce.
One of your key strategic goals for the university is ensuring that education is affordable, accessible, and attainable. You also talk frequently about Nebraska's urgent workforce needs. Can you share some of the things that the university is doing to support both of those areas?
So going back a year ago, May, we opened up this new program called Nebraska Promise, a tuition-free program for Nebraskans who earn $60,000 or less adjusted gross income. Tremendous response, 7,000 applications last year alone. Still continues to be a terrific program. We were one of the first universities in the country to announce a tuition freeze at the beginning of the COVID era, but not for 1 year, for 2 years. And that gives our families here in Nebraska, our students, some predictability. And the other big thing that we're working on this year is increased opportunity for internships, not just the Fortune 500 companies, but companies in manufacturing, supply chain management, and getting our students an opportunity to go work out in the more rural parts of Nebraska.
Very good. Great to see you. Any final words for Husker Nation as we embark on this football season?
Well, I think just as we've said, we're coming out of this era with a sense of hope and optimism and strength. I feel the same way about our football team this year. Hope, optimism, and strength. Go Big Red.
Love it. President Carter with us here at Halftime. He will be with us each and every week during the fall for Husker football. We have more Halftime coming up next.